V'al kein, and therefore, kishmagia lodom eze shefa shel mezoinus suparnosa. When a Jew receives a shipment of parnosa, or a shipment of food, hein rav, hein mat, whether it's a lot or a little, tzorech leida shehakol bechesed. The person has to know that this is pure kindness of Hashem. Hashem doesn't owe this to me in any way, and I don't deserve it anyway. Concept, I worked for this, I earned this, it's mine. That might be on a physical level in this world. I worked for a boss, I put in 300 hours, he owes me so much money. But as far as where he gets it from, as far as Hashem is concerned, as far as Hashem giving me what I need via this shliach, via this particular person, anything Hashem is giving me, especially in the realm of Parnassa, is a gift. Hashem doesn't owe it to me. It's pure kindness on the part of Hashem. Ve'einoi kedai, I am not deserving. Rak hakoil barachma, it's all from the kindness of Hashem. Shemevi loy Parnassa mimerchak moid, who brings us this Parnassa from far away. Bebechinas mimerchak tovi lachma mamish, as the pasuk says, from far away the bread comes. A Jew has to realize this for several reasons. Number one, that the person shouldn't become a big shot, shouldn't become arrogant with his wealth or with his parnasa, that he should think that it's coming to him. What do you mean? I deserve this. I worked very hard to get to where I am right now, and I deserve to be able to have three cars and to be able to have a much bigger house than everybody else in this neighborhood. You know, it's a kemotsui bekamo anoshim, as is the case by many people. Shetekif shemagia loy eza shefa ashirus, where as soon as the person gets some kind of a serious piece of money, he gets a bonus, or he makes a big piece of money, maschil lehisnahig bigdoilois. He suddenly raises his standard of living. He gets rid of the old car, gets rid of the old wife in some cases, and gets rid of this, gets rid of... He's upgrade. What do you mean? I ain't going to stay with all the junk that I had to... I'm a new person now. He got 100,000 or a million or whatever the number is. And now I'm going to start living. Now I'm going to make a couple of adjustments in my life to enjoy this. I worked plenty hard to get this. Now I have it. I'm going to enjoy it. Ad she'achshov dagosoi meruba mikoidem, where by now his level of worries and problems is much more than it was before when he didn't have that money, when he was supposedly poor. Machma she'choser loy harbe. Now he feels that he's lacking much more. He's missing much more because he got all of these magazines to choose the new house and the new car and this. And suddenly he became aware of how much he's been missing out in life. Before, he wasn't this concerned at all. He was satisfied with his 10-year-old car. Everything was great. Now suddenly he's got to get a new car, new this. Suddenly he's reading about all of these different things that he didn't even know existed and how much he's been missing out on all of this time. Based on the fact that he wants to set this new standard for himself and his family. And when suddenly he stops earning that high, he stops being able to meet that high standard, he's filled with anger and pains, and he has complaints to Hashem. He's angry at Hashem. As if Hashem was obligated, as if Hashem committed himself to allowing him to keep this standard. You know, to that once he made that million, now he's got to make it every year. Avol be'emes tzorech leida shekol ma Hashem Yisborach mashpi aloi hakol bechesed godol. Therefore, the proper hashkafa for a nice Jewish boy is, what a Jew is supposed to think all the time is, that whatever Hashem gives me is a major kindness on the part of Hashem. The fact that I have a roof over my head, the fact that I have a wife, the fact, each thing that I have to be very appreciative of. Ki hashefa bo eloi mimerachak moed kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the shefa for human beings in this world comes from a very, very far away. We're going to hear soon, I'm going to explain it a little clearer, but Rav Nosson Zal is really emphasizing this. Al kein, therefore, al yorum liboy boshroi. Therefore, don't lift yourself up. Don't become a big shot. Don't become arrogant when you have some money, when you made some money or you received some money. Val yisrayim al midos v'yisporah. And don't ever have any complaints to Hashem. Umashehu tzorech al hechrechiyas. Be'emes yiftach b'shem Hashem. Umashe tzorech al hechrechiyas be'emes. Yiftach b'shem. Sheyashpi'a lo b'chazdayim. And the basic needs that the person has, I need to be able to eat today, I need clothes for today, I need to be able to send my kids to school today, those basic needs, he should trust in Hashem, that Hashem will provide it for him, with Hashem's kindness. And this applies equally to the poor people, to the real poor people. Tzrichin gam kein leida. They also have to know. Leida says to know this. Sheha parnosa bo mimerchak moed b'chazdoy. That even the limited parnosa that they have comes from a far, far away place, from very high source. V'yal kein tzorech livtoyach. And therefore the person has to trust and have confidence. Ki holikim horoya oisi me'oidoi b'chazdoi, that Hashem, who has been supporting me till now, all of these years, with his tremendous kindness, umashpia loy parnasosi mimercha kozer, and he's been sending me parnasa from such a high, high, far away place, hu yirachem olav kol yemei chayev, he will continue to have rachmanis on me throughout my entire life. V'yitein loy parnasosi hamuchreches, and Hashem will give me what I need. My basic necessities, Hashem will definitely provide me with. Va'al yetzar tzoras mochor. And not to suffer, not to worry, and not to be in pain about tomorrow. But what about tomorrow? What about a week? What about 6 months from now? What about the summer is coming and I have to pay put aside money for camp for my kids? All the different concerns. Because by the person realizing that the parnosa comes from far, far away, from an incredible high place, especially when we speak about the poorer elements of our society, where they see how far the parnos is from them, how hard it is for them to get any money. Umaat ha-parnosa sheyesh lehem, bo lehem benes kol yoim. And the little bit of parnosa that they do have comes to them by miracle every single day. Every day is another miracle. How, you know? Kisheyeda zois beberur. When a person will realize this 100% clear, he'll know that number one, it comes from a very, very far away place. And number two, it's only Hashem's kindness. And number three, Hashem has been taking care of me till now. He'll continue to take care of me in terms of my basic needs. And in terms of more might be less. More might be more suffering, more headaches, a worse quality of life. There are many, many people, most people's life deteriorated when they made millions, when they became wealthier. Things got much worse for them, Rachmona Litzlan. And therefore, when a person realizes this, kishiyedezois bebirur, and when a person will realize this 100%, lo yatrid daitoi umachshavtoi oid al haparnosa, he won't have this insane preoccupation with parnosa. He won't be thinking 25 hours a day about parnosa. But what about parnosa? What about money? What about rak yashlich Yehovo Yal Hashem? But rather, he'll put his faith, he'll put his trust in Hashem, and mayachar sheyodea she'ein shum sibo sheyamshich parnosa. But since the person realizes that there's no intermediaries, there's no other sources for parnasa other than Hashem. Vehu, exactly. Rak Hashem yisborach mashpi alei mimerachak moed b'chazlei. It's only Hashem who sends me everything I need long distance from far, far away. Vehu berachamov yashpi alei gam lahabo. And Hashem with his kindness will continue to take care of me in the future. Bechol yoim de machsoire. Every single day he'll give me what I need. Bechein ubechesed uberachmen. You know, with tremendous kindness. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on to explain the topic of Chodosh. Before we do, I want to clarify this thing. Out of all the things that I learned from Rav Rosenfeld, from my Rebbe, this is one of my favorites, really favorite. This statement comes up several times throughout Shas, and it's mentioned in hundreds of Sforim. This statement we mentioned earlier, that bonei, chaye, umezoine, that these three things, children, life, and parnosa, are not based on merit, but rather they're based on mazla. What is mazla? Tosfos in the Gemara asks right over there, what do you mean mazla? I thought the Gemara says in many places, ein mazal li Yisrael. Mazal meaning like luck. The term mazal in some cases means what people call luck or what people refer to as fate, as fated in the stars, like it based on the zodiac, based on whether you're an Aquarius or a Belarius or Hilarious, all the different things, you know. So Tosfos answers, therefore, this mazla must mean something else. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, let me tell you what this is really all about. Kaviyochel, when we speak about Hashem, Hashem is one. That's fact. And nothing we say is conflicting with that in any way. And yet, when Hashem presents himself to us, how we see Hashem and how Hashem relates to us, sometimes he relates to us as chesed, sometimes as gvura, etc. And even when we speak about Hashem's kindness, we're told that there's two different categories. There's standard kindness, Hashem's standard kindness, and then there's the super duper kindness. There's a pasuk, Berega kotoin azavtich. Hashem says, I left you in a second, uberachamim gedoilim akapzech, and with great kindness, I will gather you back in together. I'll gather you in. The Zohar HaKadosh and other Sforim all point to this pasuk, berachamim gedoilim. It says rachamim gedoilim, which means that there's regular rachmim and there's rachmim gedoilim. The regular rachmim is referred to sometimes as zeranpin, for those that are familiar with Kabbalistic terms. The rachmim gedoilim is called orechanpin, lower level standard chesed, and then there's super duper. The Zohar HaKadosh goes on to show examples how when it came to these three things, when it comes to children, when it comes to life, and when it comes to parnosa, these come from the top floor, kaviyochel, in heaven of Hashem's kindness, from the keser, the crown. We know that Chana, the wife of Elkanah, didn't have children. And she suffered terribly about it. And then at one point in time, and her sister Penina kept teasing her, to force her to pray even harder and harder. Until finally, the Torah tells us that one time she came into the Mishkan, Vatispalel Chano al Hashem, and she davened Hashem something spectacular. Her lips were moving, there was no sound coming. From there, the Gemara learns that all the laws of Shmon Esrei, which is the top level of our prayer. In the morning in Shacharis, we start out with Modani, and we're climbing the whole period of Shacharis through Brachas, Karbonas, Suke de Zimra, Birchas Krishma, until we get to the top of the top of the top, which is Shmon Esrei. We take the three steps back and then the three steps forward, showing that we're entering Mamish into the throne room of Hashem, the highest source of kindness. So there the Pasuk says, Vatispalel Chano al Hashem. It doesn't say she prayed to Hashem, El Hashem. It says she prayed Al Hashem. Al can mean above. Above Yud Ke Vav Ke, above the standard, Rachmonis, she sent a guided missile up to that top floor, to that Rachmim Gedoilim, that Rachmim of Atika, that highest place. By Parnasa, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, famous Pasuk, Hashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha Vehu Yechal Kalecha. Place your trust, place your needs on Hashem, but it doesn't say El Hashem, it doesn't say to Hashem, give it to Hashem. It says Al Hashem. Al again can mean above. Send it. What do you mean? What's above Hashem? What are you, nuts? The answer is this is referring to that Rachmim Gedoilim, that higher, that highest source of kindness. That's Parnosa. And the third thing we said was life. The famous story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who refused to get married and have children, because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that if he had children, his kids would be idol worshippers. And at one point, Hashem sends the prophet Yeshaya Novi to him to tell him, prepare to die. Why? Because you went against the Torah. The Torah says on page 1, line 1, get married. And you didn't get married, so you're Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you're the biggest tzaddik in the world. Time to die. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, is there anything that can change this? Yeshaya Novi says, no, have a nice day. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, get out, leave. Because I have a tradition from my parents and from my grandparents going back to David HaMelech that there's no such thing as hopeless. There's no such thing as can't change. So Yeshaya Novi left. Chizkiyahu, it says, started praying, not regular praying, something nuclear. It says, and it says, Hashem, before Yeshaya Novi could get out of the courtyard, Hashem sent them a message, go back. Go back and tell Chizkiyahu HaMelech that we've decided change in plan. We're going to add 22 years to his life, giving him a whole new addition of 22 years, and on condition that he gets married. Who's he going to marry? Your daughter. He's going to marry Yeshaya Novi's daughter. So the pasuk there says, Hashem says, Hineni Yosef al Yomecha, I am going to add to your days. Those that know grammar know that grammatically it should have said Hineni Yosef. Yosef means I will add. Yosef is he's going to add. So Hashem is talking, Hineni, Hashem is saying I, and then he switches lanes in the middle of the pasuk. He says he, H-E, who's the he? Hashem says, he, the guy upstairs, the Rachmim Gedoilim. From that upstairs level, that's where we're going to take these 22 years from that Rachmim Gedoilim, to give you this long life. And this explains many, many things that appear throughout the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal here tapped into this discussion in letting us know about Parnosa. People wonder, why in the world? This is nuts. This is crazy. Why in the world am I killing myself? Why are so many people suffering with what is it about this thing? Rav Nosson Zal answered that question here. That you should know that many things that Hashem gives a person come from standard channels, standard locations in heaven, and are relatively easy to come by. These things, children, to be matzliach with children, and to have parnasa and life, those things come from the highest possible place, and therefore, not so easy. Not so easy. It takes Hashem's Rachmim Gedoilim. It takes Hashem's super kindness to send it. Lahavdil. It's like a person who lives two blocks from you, and you want to get something that, no, what's the big deal? You come over to my house, or I'll come over to you. No problem. When the person is across the ocean, 6,000 miles away, now we have to figure out how I'm going to get this to you. Becomes an issue like that. Even on one hand, the person would say, what do you mean? To Hashem, does it matter? Is it more difficult or less difficult? The answer is, it's not as if it's a difficulty on the part of Hashem. But for us to be able to tap into that top floor takes something very, very special. The greatest tzaddikim, they have access normally to that reserved, to that very, very high place. People like us, ordinary people, it takes miracles. It takes miracles every day for us to earn parnasa, for us to be alive, for us to have children and to be successful with our children, etc. So this is what Rav Nosson Zal has been explaining here. And now in the next paragraph, he's going to go into explaining why the whole topic of chodosh, this issue of the new crop of grain, and why we can't start using it until after the Omer, after that second day of Pesach.